They don't need anything more. Just believe. Now you're perfect. I actually believe I got to go on to perfection. I need to be perfected. I got to grow into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. They just believed and they became the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ right then and there. They don't need to do anything more because that's their doctrine. They've already grown into it. They don't have to actually perform the works. They don't have to actually walk on the leash with the Lord. Oh, Lord. I long for the day when they will proceed no further, and their folly shall be manifest to all, as theirs also was. And that day, I know when that day comes, that is when peril of the end will truly come. When they will seek to kill us, we will open our mouths, and fire will devour our enemies. And we will smite the earth with all plagues, as Moses did, and manifest the folly of those who deny godliness, for whom they pervert the grace of God and say the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying godliness and righteousness and that we should live ungodly, unrighteous, unholy lives in this present world and claim to be complete in Christ Jesus. You're complete in him, and you believed him, you're complete, you're finished, you're perfect. Really, you are. Now, you'll never really be perfect, but God sees you as perfect because you believe in him. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, I love that. That's such a wonderful, simple thing. I can just be perfect right now. I don't actually have to be perfect, but God looks at me as perfect. Oh, how wonderful. Silly. Laden with lusts. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. How much more I can go on here? You know my doctrine, he's saying. Hey, you know what I teach? I don't teach that you can have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. Power of that, that's we gotta live godly. You know my purpose. Of great purpose. What do I do this for? The suffering, the longing, the agape, the charity, agape, love, patience, persecutions. Or the word persecution means to flee, to be pursued, to be persecuted. They got to be out to get you, okay? I don't know anyone out to get me yet. I've gotten warning. I'll say, watch out for this guy. He's... whatever. I haven't felt it yet. Lord, I don't know if I'm ready. Okay? Just being honest. Afflictions. Something undergone. Hardships. Hardships? Not much, For me personally, I'm saying. But Paul, oh Lord, did he have hardships? And, oh Lord, did he have persecutions? Manner of life, conduct, Obviously, he's not like these men. God delivered him out of all that. Did God deliver him? What, he raptured him out? He delivered him. And even in the final one, he delivers us from death. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. We will rise. It's cool. The day I rise from the dead, I'm going to see and gather with Christ, and there will be Paul and Peter, all the apostles, everyone. Oh, Lord, I don't even know if I can stand with that group. all men have suffered and died for the gospel's sake. Our lives have been easy. I think of even the brethren in countries far across this world who suffer persecution in China, Africa, places where, or in the Middle East, Lord, suffer, die, persecuted, afflicted. In America, we think like, oh, I was persecuted. What? Why? Well, I was trying to tell people about the Lord and they laughed at me. Oh, I didn't endure such persecution. How pathetic. I mean, that's something you undergone. That might be a very light affliction. It's no fun to get laughed at, right? I'm not going to mock that entirely. I mean, but I'm just saying, it's like, by comparison, it's very small. Excuse me again. Sorry. I'm going to stop. Hopefully tomorrow things will be cleared up when I finish Timothy. But evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. See, again, and I see that as like to the end, it's like, yeah, you know, all these evils are already in the world. And I tell you, they've been in the world. Name one of these things. Tell me one that has not been continuing from the time of Paul even till now. Tell me one of those things listed from chapter 3, verse 1. You know, they were going on in Paul's time and they've been going on until now. It's like wars and rumors of wars. It's really nothing special. These are the things men do. But what really signifies the end when they can proceed no further. I look forward to that. They're going to seduce. They're going to get worse. They're going to deceive and be deceived because they're deceived too. Believe me, if they knew what they were doing, they would stop it immediately. If God had not withheld the wisdom from the princes of the world, they would not have crucified the Lord. It says so in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. But he says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul? Well, not just Paul, even the Lord himself. This is the things I teach you. Whatever I say by the Spirit of God, because I know some things I might say by permission, or the Lord just might not put every one of his words in my mouth. But to a certain degree, as you listen to me teach you, you have to have some sort of trust that what I'm saying is of God and of the Lord. But don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in the Lord, that he's going to lead you and guide you in all things, in all truth.